If life is spirit as much as flesh, have a loving spirit. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. If life is spirit as much as flesh, have a loving spirit. Well, spirit is and is not going to change. It is the unchangeable quality of our beingness. But life is the changeable quality. Yeah. If life is spirit, and that's very interesting, what is life? Is life the essence of livability or livingness within us, or is life more an active thing like living? Well, the sages have all talked about life, trying to describe it, discuss it, and determine what it is. But it's that something that when you die, it goes out of you. And when you're living, it's in you. Mm-hmm. And of course, the spirit is always in you. Now, if life is that substance or that essence that leaves you when you die, what is it that is leaving you? Is it something that gives you the power to think and to rationalize? Is something that gives you the power to be yourself? Or is it something that is unique, something that gives you the ability to glue together your human body so that it is a useful set of atoms that are doing whatever you want done? And so that's a good question. Now, what is it that our life is? Life is the essence of all that is beautiful and good. It's the essence of all that we want to think about. And as far as I would think, anyone who wants to give life a definition can give it their own definition. Because everyone views words and views terminology and views the term life from a different point of view. But enough of that. Life is spirit as much as flesh, and have a loving spirit, the statement says. So how can we have a loving spirit? You see, spirit knows nothing about human life. Spirit knows nothing about limitation. It knows nothing about the limited aspect of what a human being is. Spirit knows nothing about it. All that spirit knows is itself. And itself is the allness. And it doesn't know that it's limited or it's unlimited. It doesn't know that it is or is not. It just exists in the allness and is the allness. And that's kind of neat. But that's who we are. That's who we are. We are this isness, this allness, this oneness. That's who we are. And it's kind of fun. Now, how can you have a loving spirit? Well, you can't. Because spirit is an is. Is that true?
Yes.
Spirit is an is. It is like life, which is an is. Which is like allness, which is an is, which is like God, which is an is. And it's so interesting to me when I talk to people and I hear them talk about God. I don't have to hear them talk very long before I know exactly where they are on the level of consciousness, exactly where they are in their evolvement in metaphysical terminology. Now, no, everyone doesn't have to be a metaphysician. Everyone doesn't have to be in metaphysics, but they really are. Because everyone hopes for a better life. Well, now, if everyone, let's just say, has a creator, has a God, has something that created it, and they call that creator perfect and good and beyond reproach, okay? Then how could that creator create you having the problems you have? Well, you have not turned your attention to the Creator to realize that the problems you have are merely the law of cause and effect that you're putting in motion for yourself. Your reality is untouched. Your spirit, so to speak, is untouched. That who you really are is untouched. But you think it's touched. And as long as you think it's touched, then you act as though you are. Right now, Ingeborg is walking around here, and she's shuffling along like a person who's shuffling along. And I say, Ingeborg, stop it. Ingeborg, throw your shoulders back. Ingeborg, lift up your eyes and look straight ahead and walk with interest in life. And all of a sudden, Ingeborg forgets that she was not feeling like walking like that, and she starts walking like that. Now, the minute I walk away, Ingeborg goes back to her old condition, or does she go back to her old attitude? You see, the condition is tantamount to the attitude. The condition has nothing to do in itself. It's just a pure illusion waiting to have you play with it. Now, are you going to love the condition? Then you have it. If you're going to ignore the condition and say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm fantastic. Throw your shoulders back, walk straight up there, and just people say, wow, look at that spring chicken, you know? And here she is 200 years old. Now, why do they think that old people have to act old? Because that's tradition. Old people are supposed to act old. Old people have diseases, and they have illnesses, and they have problems, and they want you to be signed up for nursing homes, and they want you to sign up for care centers, and they want you to sign up for after-retirement places to live, you know. And you know what they're having a big problem with now? I thought it was most amusing. They're having a big problem in these retirement communities of accepting gay and lesbian couples in there. I mean, discrimination, that's the word. That's discrimination. And those people who are coming there under that auspices cannot be discriminated against. Now, what if two women who were not lesbian were living together because it was convenient? Would they tell them, you can't be here? Mm-hmm. What if two men who were living together, like a father and son, or even not related, and they were just good friends, and they had nothing gay about them, they were just there together, would they say, you can't do that? What the lifestyle is of people is nobody's business. It's nobody's business. But the gays and lesbians make it their business because they are so outspoken in the manner in which they conduct themselves. Heterosexual couples walk along and they hold hands sometimes, but most of the time they don't, you know. And when they do, you don't think a thing about it. Well, a father and son hold hands, you don't think anything about it. An uncle comes along and takes his younger kids along, you know, the nephews and what have you, and nobody thinks a thing about it. But the moment you put a name on it, then people think about it. Well, you see, that's going contrary to the essence of spirit. Spirit does not judge. Spirit does not say what is right and what is wrong. But you see, if those people want that, and they want to be married, and they want to do all these things, which is a little against what society and philosophy has taught to us for so long, and they want to make a big jump into being accepted, look how long it took the blacks to be accepted. Now, let me tell you something else. And it still is not working. Look how long it sort of took the women to be accepted. Look at how long it took for the women to be able to vote in America, for the women to have women's rights in America, for the women to have any right. Now, in
Muslim states.
Huh?
The Muslim states.
No, in that too. But down in South America, in what's the country down there? Chile or?
Cameroon.
Peru.
That's South America.
South America, yeah. Okay. Like Peru. One of the countries down there, if a man shoots his wife, it's okay.
Oh, Brazil.
Brazil, yeah. I mean, now that's pretty heavy duty. Now, maybe they've changed it, but the last I heard, that's what they did. The woman had no rights. And the same in the Cameroon. If the man marries a woman and she doesn't perform and she doesn't do the things he wants her to do, he just kicks her out and he can kill her too. This is part of their rules, which seem pretty strange, you know, that you could ever take the life of another person just because you didn't disagree with them or they didn't agree with you. But you see, that's part of the judgment philosophy. And spirit does not judge. Spirit does not judge anything. Spirit just is. And everything just is. And when, you see, the thing is, people wouldn't get married if they were pure spirit. But because they're human, they got married because they want to have a relationship. Well, if they were spirit, they would have a relationship with everybody. Everybody in the universe would be their creation and their relation, you know, which is kind of nice. But think on these things. What is the idea of soul? What is the idea of spirit? What is the idea of life? What are these terms? Doesn't really make any difference, does it? The only thing that makes a difference is, what's your attitude about yourself and the world that you've created for yourself and the things that you're doing for yourself? What's your attitude? Are you a free spirit?
Yes.
If you're a free spirit, you cannot judge. Pop, 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 pop. If you're a free spirit, you cannot look at anybody and see them different than you, because they are your mirror. If you're a free spirit, you're living in your divine oneness and allness right now. And what a glorious experience that is. So, join the free spirits, and don't go taking on names. You're a man, you're a woman, you're a boy, you're a girl, you're a lesbian, you're gay, you know, you're a worker, you're an executive, you know, you're this or that. Hey, you're a person. And what I like to think about children is they are little persons. They're little people. They're not children. They're not infants. They're little people who haven't yet developed the ability to express all that's within them. And we train them out of expressing it oftentimes before they're old enough to express it well. And that's a shame. That's a shame. But stay living. I love everybody. I love everything in my creation. And everything in my creation is just supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So have a lovely day and have a lovely life and have a lovely spirit.
Thank you.
I love you.
Thank you.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.